Third Sunday of Easter, Year A. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed them. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man attested to you by God in works of power and wonders and signs that God worked through him when he was among you. As you yourselves know, this man, who was handed over to you in the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you took and had crucified and killed by the hands of men outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from the pangs of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says of him, I kept the Lord before my sight always, for he is at my right hand, so that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, my tongue delighted. My body too will rest in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have taught me the ways of life. You will fill me with joy at your presence. Brothers, it is possible to say to you with confidence about our ancestor David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is among us to this day. But since he was a prophet, and knew that God had sworn him an oath to set one of his descendants on his throne, he was speaking with foresight about the resurrection of the Messiah, when he said that he was not abandoned to Hades, and his body did not see corruption. This Jesus God raised to life, and of that we are all witnesses. Now exalted to the heights by God's right hand, he has received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, and has poured out this that you see and hear, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, you will show us the path of life. Lord, you will show us the path of life. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness lies in you alone. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who secure my destiny. Lord, you will show us the path of life. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord before me always. With him at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Lord, you will show us the path of life. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor let your faithful see corruption. Lord, you will show us the path of life. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, bliss forever. Lord, you will show us the path of life. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. And if you address as Father, him who judges without favoritism, according to each individual's deeds, live out the time of your exile here in reverence. For you know that the price of your ransom from the futile way of life handed down from your ancestors was paid not in anything perishable, like silver or gold, but in precious blood, as of a blameless and spotless lamb, Christ. He was marked out before the foundation of the world, and was revealed at the end of time for your sake. Through him, you now have faith in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope should be in God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Lord Jesus, make your word plain to us. Make our hearts burn with love when you speak. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Now that same day, two of them were on their way to a village called Emmaus, 12 kilometers from Jerusalem. And they were talking together about all that had happened. And it happened that as they were talking together and discussing it, Jesus himself came near and was walking with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He said to them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" And they stood still, their faces downcast. Then one of them, called Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know what has been happening there these last few days?" He asked, "What sort of things?" They answered, "About Jesus of Nazareth, who showed himself a prophet powerful in action and speech before God and the whole people, how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be sentenced to death and crucified him. We had hoped that he was the one to set Israel free. But besides all this, it is now the third day since all this happened, and some women from our group have astounded us. They went to the tomb in the early morning, and when they could not find the body, they came back to tell us they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those with us went to the tomb and found everything exactly as the women had reported, but of him they saw nothing." Then he said to them, "How foolish you are, so slow to believe all that the prophets said. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer and so enter into his glory? Then, starting with Moses and from all the prophets, he explained to them the passages about himself throughout the scriptures. When they drew near to the village to which they were going, he himself made as if to go on. But they pressed him, saying, "Stay with us. It is towards evening, and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. Now while he was with them at table, he took the bread and said the blessing. Then he broke it and handed it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he had vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us as he talked to us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 assembled together with their companions, who said to them, "The Lord has indeed risen and has appeared to Simon." Then they recounted what had happened on the road and how they recognized him at the breaking of bread. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.